And yesterday at practice, one of our show correspondents came out here with us and did a couple of interviews, and we're going to have some correspondents helping us all week long. And the first interview we're going to hear is one conducted by Dr. Carlton Maxwell. He's our show's sports psychologist, and he volunteered to come out here and help us with some interviews. So I understand he caught up with a very famous Dallas Cowboy.
Dr. Carlton Maxwell here for your psychology today now. And we are turning our focus and our
Let's stand by on that. So as I mentioned, we have some help this week out here at training camp. Dr. Carlton Maxwell is here. I understand a very famous ticket reporter from years gone by is here and will be bringing us interviews in the future.
Dr. Carlton Maxwell here for your psychology.
And now I believe it's going to be presented at a better volume level.
Yeah, so, yes, we hope so. I understand some wind noise issue in this.
All right, here's Dr. Maxwell with a very famous cowboy.
Dr. Carlton Maxwell here for Psychology Today Now. And we are turning our focus and our attention and our love to the rough and tumble spirit of football. And I'm here with one of the premier football sports teams in the world, the Dallas Cowboys of Texas. Yes, that Dallas Cowboys of Texas. And I'm here with an impressive specimen of a man. What's your name, sir?
Jeremy Mincy.
Jeremy?
Yes,
and how do you pronounce your last name?
Mincy, like mince meat, but just put a Y on it.
Mincy.
Mm-hmm.
Mincy.
Like mince with a Y.
Mincy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. People describe me that way. All right, talk a little bit about the psychology of football.
Football is a 90% mental game. You know, you got to make sure your 10 is all the way up to par, but it's 90%, man. You got to think on every play. You got to react. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot.
What's the other 10%?
The other 10% is your work ethic, man, and your hunger, conditioning, and
where does the working out come in?
Athletic ability.
Where's the working out come in?
That's
working out.
Pumping iron, about 5%.
Okay, so we get to 90%. 90% is mental.
Mm-hmm.
10% is
physical ability.
And then 3%
work ethic. Work ethic is 5%.
Okay.
And then athletic ability is the other 5. So that makes it all.
Okay, good. How does it feel to put on your costume and go out there and, you know, just hit people and be rough?
It's almost like a superhero, you know?
Yeah, you get all worked up and...
Yeah, you go home.
Like a gladiator in pads, actually.
I go home and be a regular father, man, just like anybody in America.
I knew.
And then once I put on
You're married?
Hand, not yet. I got a fiance.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Tony Romo's and Jason Whitson and these players, they don't excite me. I'm much more excited by, you know, Desmond Bryant and you Miles Huston used to excite me halfway, but
we're all entitled to our opinions, you know. To each his own in this game, you know. Some guys.
How does football make you feel? Unpack that for me.
Unpack it. Unpack the whole statement. I say accomplish for the simple fact that, you know, we all working hard, and it's a team game. And
good Lord,
being able to get a whole bunch of men on the same page is something very hard to do, especially a bunch of egos and juggernauts, and get them all on one accord.
Yes, I'm not a fan of jigs, you nuts. But, now, do you ever feel sad when you get hit?
No. Why would I feel sad?
What part of football reminds you of your father?
My father was in the military, so adversity.
Good, good. Do you have any fears, like agoraphobia, claustrophobia, colorophobia?
God. That's about it.
You have a godophobia.
Godophobia. I think we all humans should have a godophobia.
Deophobia, I guess it would be. Do you ever get scared when you're on the bottom of a pile of a bunch of big men, you know, on the football field, sweaty men, heaving chest, you know, from the exertion? And you can feel them moving you in surprising ways.
Not really.
So they try to extricate themselves.
No, not really, man. It's something with me.
Okay, okay, fair enough. Okay, moving on. Excuse me, Siri. I can't read my own writing. Thank you for your time.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeremy Mincy.
Jeremy Mincy.
Mm-hmm. No relation.
Right. Well, it wouldn't be a relation.
Just a first name, Jerry. All right, thank you, Dr. Maxwell, wherever you are.